This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. COVID-19 cases surged around the United States over the weekend, dashing hopes for a more normal holiday season. The highly contagious Omicron variant resurrected restrictions and stretches the country's testing infrastructure ahead of holiday travel and gatherings. The spike is alarming public health officials who fear an explosion of infections after the Christmas and New Year's holidays. Fast-spreading new variant of the coronavirus has become dominant in the United States with lightning speed. The variant now accounts for 73% of new coronavirus infections based on sequencing data for the week ending December 18th. That's according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. With a new variant in circulation, COVID-19 cases are now doubling in 1.5 to 3 days in areas with community transmission. That's according to the World Health Organization. Lines for COVID-19 tests wrapped around the block in New York, Washington, D.C., and other U.S. cities over the weekend as people clamored to find out if they were infected before celebrating the holidays with family. Even U.S. President Joe Biden had to take an additional COVID-19 test on Monday after he was notified that a mid-level White House staffer tested positive for the virus. President Biden's PCR test came back negative, as did a previous rapid test. And the White House says that the staffer spent about 30 minutes with the president on Air Force One on Friday. That's before testing positive on Monday morning. There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com.